lab leak or animal market. People are divided over where COVID-19 came from. But now there's new evidence bolstering the market theory. A team of international researchers that analyzed samples of genetic data from the Wuhan market has linked COVID to an animal called a raccoon dog. This comes 3 years after the virus first infected the world and killed nearly 7 million people. Here to tell us more about what a raccoon dog actually is and the science behind this latest theory is Molly Olmsted, staff writer at Slate. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. All right, so this came out recently, even though this disease has been around for, as I said, at least 3 years. So why now? Why is this coming to the fore at this moment?
Well, there was just a study that was done, an analysis that found that there was some genetic material that was taken from the central market that has been of concern in this whole story, that found genetic material for COVID, as well as a significant amount from the raccoon dog. And while it's not exactly a slam dunk by any means, it seems to point pretty heavily towards the idea that it was a zoonotic origin of the disease, that it came from these animals at a market rather than sort of lab leak situation.
And what's the evidence?
It's basically just samples that they took that found that there was just a bunch of this sort of commingling of this genetic material, that there was plenty of raccoon dog genetic material there that sort of was in the same sample. It does not show that there were any infected raccoon dogs definitively. It just means that there is a link there, which had not really been found so strongly before.
So is it sort of like there's evidence that the virus was where the raccoon dog was kept at this market? The raccoon dog is known to be able to get the disease and pass it on. So therefore, the suspicion is that the disease came from the raccoon dog. There isn't like a smoking gun, if you will. There isn't one raccoon dog that they found with the virus in it.
Right. There's no smoking gun. And I don't think we know that definitively the raccoon dog can get COVID, but we do know that it can carry coronaviruses. So okay. It seems like it would make sense that it could carry COVID. And it just sort of points to the idea that this is a place where it easily could have been transferred over to humans, because you do have humans in very close contact with wildlife where COVID is known to have been. So it makes sense, but it's, yes, not a smoking gun.
All right, which gets us to the question that I have been wondering, what is a raccoon dog?
Well, in my opinion, the raccoon dog is an extremely cute animal, though opinions vary. But it's not at all a raccoon or a dog. It's closely related, well, not super closely, but its closest relation is a fox. But it does look just like a doggy raccoon. It's kind of wild. I think, you know, this is an animal that we aren't familiar with in the U.S. I don't know any people who'd really heard of it before, but it's a bit of a pest in parts of Europe and a fairly common animal in Asia, in that it has sort of a cultural imprint there. But it's just this cute little guy who just looks like a tall raccoon and lives in sort of wet forest lands where you have heavy undergrowth. And it has the, despite not really being closely related to a raccoon, it has the raccoon's sort of ability to adapt to environments, in that it will eat just about whatever and is pretty good at surviving. And it's not like an aggressive animal. It's just like a big, funny looking raccoon.
Hmm. Okay. And it's sold for its meat? Do people eat it? It's sold for its fur?
It's primarily sold for its fur. In fact, the Humane Society of the U.S., I believe, found that clothing that was marketed as faux fur was actually using raccoon dog fur, like real fur. And that was a bit of a scandal. But it's quite popular for its fur. that would be the main market for it. There is a secondary and much smaller market for the raccoon dog as an exotic pet, but that's been banned in a lot of places and it does not make for a good pet. So you really got to be determined if you want to own one. But yes, primarily just a big fur market.
All right. And so this is the theory right now. Only a couple of weeks ago, the big theory was COVID came from a lab when the Energy Department released its low confidence report saying that it might have come from a lab. Why so many confusing origin stories?
I mean, it's just so hard to figure out. You do have the additional problem of China not being fully cooperative here. I think, you know, the FBI was more inclined to believe it was lab leak. And, you know, some part of me wonders if that has something to do with the particular role the FBI plays, whereas you have other government agencies saying, you know, it's probably more likely to be the markets. It's heavily politicized, obviously, which is making this whole thing very messy. So you have a ton of people out here where no matter what, they're probably not going to be dissuaded from believing it's a lab leak, in part because they've already bought into conspiracy theories and in part because it gives them a good bad guy to blame, which is not to say the lab leak theory is, you know, wrong. It just means that it has a certain appeal that the, you know, the market theory does not have for a certain segment of the population. So the politics are making all of this, what should be just a scientific debate, into this messy cultural thing. And the reality is we just still don't really know anything.
Molly Olmsted, staff writer at Slate, thank you.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed this.
Coming up, Wyoming is the first state to ban abortion pills. We'll find out whether that's legal next on Press Play.